Well, good evening. Well, it's the 8th of January now, and I'm working on Liberty Land number 5. I just reviewed Liberty Land number 4. Excuse me, it's January 7th, 1032. This is still, in fact, Liberty Land episode number 5. And as I was saying, I just reviewed Liberty Land episode number 4 and realized we didn't talk a whole hell of a lot about the Liberty Land concept in particular. I kind of wandered around, but I do that a lot. As stated on the Bludgeon and Skewer website, the Liberty Land Project is an attempt to achieve a couple of things simultaneously, multitask, as it were. The primary focus is to generate a venue, or to build a venue, that will attract people. Not an entertainment venue, per se. Well, yes, an entertainment venue. You know, offer an activity that some people would like to do. And the activity in question, or the activity that we focused on, is providing indoor shooting range facilities for members of the Libertarian Party, and their guests, of course, and any potential future members. It is a recruiting tool. It's a method to allow the Libertarian Party to operate a commercial venture in order to fund campaign activities in 2010, establish an ongoing commercial business that has a life of its own and an ownership of its own, and provide a venue from which events can be held for the party in order to attract more members. Because that is our primary focus in the Libertarian Party right now, is increasing our membership roles. Our target for 2009 at Bludgeon and Skewer is to add an additional 10,000 members to the Libertarian Party. Now, that's not a hell of a lot for a political party. You know, when you got 5.3 million voters total in the state of Georgia, you would like to think you could attract 10,000 of them to your particular way of thinking and your political platform in an annual basis, if not 100,000 or a million. However, I think 10,000 is an achievable number, just based on the ability of the proposed venue to actually provide the services that would attract these new potential members. And we think that we can certainly handle 10,000 people a year if they want to come and shoot, you know, fire their personal weapons, rent a few guns that they don't own, rent a gun they can't possibly own. It would be nice at Liberty Land if we had short-barrel shotguns with suppressors that are patently unable to be sold to any other than anybody but law enforcement or military accounts, because they'd be post-86. You know, so there's a large swath of weaponry that have been developed since 1986 that are available in a select fire mode that it's currently illegal for a valid United States citizen to own, even though, curiously enough, they can own anything built before 1986. And fundamentally, you know, in terms of form and function, I mean, a 1921 Thompson with a 50-round drum does exactly what a H&K GR8 does. It's just a slightly different system, updated, you know, but they're both fire bullets rapidly. But you can own one, you can't own the other. And there's only limited quantities of pre-86 weapons that are available, which causes these devices to be very expensive, because, you know, it's a finite supply, and the numbers of people who want to play in that game grow every year. So you've got pretty high demand chasing a limited amount of stock. You know, there's only a couple that can be transferred. They're typically transferred between Class 3 license holders. It's a limited opportunity for fresh blood to get in the game. Now, in suppressors, it's a different story. Anybody can own a suppressor because you can suppress anything. And that probably would be an area to examine growth potential at Liberty Land, because we want to do custom weapons. We want to do factory stuff, junk you can order, stuff that people know about. And we really want to have the world's finest selection of one-offs, modified standard weapons, or totally fucking hand-built, one-of-a-kind, unique weapons. I'd like to explore all the gamuts and facets of ballistae, hand-launched ballistae. Really would like to build some Hellboy pistols. I mean, big fucking revolvers that shoot something like the equivalent, equivalent diameter of a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge, without the harshness of the load developed for shotguns. You know, squib loads. You know, something just barely powerful enough to launch, oh, I don't know, a 3 or 4 ounce projectile at a modest 500 feet a second. I mean, just kind of lob it out there. Pow! You know, it's going to be a lot of energy on the receiving end. Hopefully the recoil will be moderated enough to where you can stand it. And I'd like to see it like on a K or N frame style revolver butt, a revolver mechanical system. I'd like to build one or have one built. Obviously, I cannot build one myself. I lack the skills. I don't lack the imagination to see it in my mind, but I do lack the ability to make it with my hands. So at Liberty Land, obviously, we'll need some fabrication facilities. Would be nice to have some sort of CNC equipment. Give me a moment. I've got to take the pause that refreshes. I'll be right back. Another area I'd like to explore at Liberty Land, in addition to the bizarro one-offs that you can rent, and then if you like them, you want to buy one, you want to commission one, get built, you know, well, that's a hellishly expensive experiment. I mean, if we can build one. How much would it cost to build one? I don't know. If you went out and bought a used end frame, I figure that's going to be $400 just for the grip and the action. You know, then you got to modify the frame, which means you got to cut the top strap. You got to change because there's some issues. And then fabricate a revolver cylinder that will accommodate the desired size of the desired shell. Devise a mechanism, a dual gate, dual yoke system for flipping a cylinder out and reloading it. But you got to mandate and specify that it's got to be a special ammunition. You should not be able to chamber or get a factory 12-gauge shell loading the fucking thing. Because if you do, it's going to blow the fuck up. Maybe go so far as to engrave a warning on the cylinder. Don't be a dumbass and trying to use factory 12-gauge ammunition in this weapon. If you do, it will blow the fuck up and probably kill you. And maybe somebody else. That'd be a great warning label. Hey, dumbass. Do not be a dumbass and try to disable the safety systems on this unit. Yeah, warning labels for dumbasses. You could write a book about that. It'd make a great series of cartoons. Good panels. Well, there's a nice nugget concept as we cruise along in episode number 5 of Liberty Land. So basically, we want to build a range. Want a gun shop, want a range. Want to be able to have shooting events, competitions. We'd like to take the program on the road as well. Another one of the concepts that we're pushing, or that I'll be pushing as director of fundraising, is a quarterly turkey shoot. And a turkey shoot in the South is a well-known institution. Does not need to be defined for every potential user. Anybody who sees the phrase turkey shoot knows automatically that it's a shooting competition that's oriented on gaining a prize. Now, some of these events actually require marksmanship capability. Some of them rely upon random chance. Typically, you'll fire a 20-gauge shell with number 8 birdshot and whatever individual pellet lines closest to the center of the target at 50 yards is declared the winner. This is gambling in my mind. It doesn't really have anything to do with skill level. So I don't really call those turkey shoots. And we ought to have an event like that at turkey shoots. You know, just call it the random chance. You know, anybody can fucking win this event. But they should not be considered as marksmanship events. They might be used as a tool to figure out if you're favored by God. You know, if for some strange reason you consistently win all these matches through the random act of God, well, then hell, you're a hell of a shot, you know. But the LP's turkey shoot should be a 2, maybe 3-day affair. Minimum of 2, though. We need 2 days on the firing line and then a ceremony at the conclusion where the winner is announced and the prize money is given out. And, of course, prior to all of that, you've got to listen to a brief talk about LP Georgia and about how the fact that LP Georgia put this event together, the NRA did not. LP Georgia put this event together, the Republican Party did not. LP Georgia put this event together, the fine folks at Glock did not. You know, so that people understand that credit must be granted and it must be given to those to who it's due. Everyone must receive their accolades. The winners must receive their accolades and their prizes, and the organizing entity must have its venue to speak for a few moments. You know? So, you know, we project 4 turkey shoots this year. A spring shoot, a summer shoot, a fall shoot, a winter shoot. And we should be bip-bopping them around the state. I mean, if we can gain the... If we can get hooked up good with the Augusta, with the Fort Gordon Rod and Gun Club, the Fort Benning Rod and Gun Club, and Fort Stewart Rod and Gun Club, there's three venues right there. And these are ranges that... They've got range facilities that are going to go out to 1,000 yards. So if you want to do a real deal, 308, let's shoot for money kind of deal, on a 1,000-yard KD range, and attract top shooters from around the country. Well, I think that would be the event to do it at. Now, we need to coordinate this, though, you know, because as libertarians, we need to get the word out. So we've got to at least video the events ourselves, if not induce ESPN, say, to send a crew down to cover the event, shoot some clips, zip them back up, man. I mean, this is real-time stuff. You know, this is what happened on the pistol range at 2 o'clock this afternoon. This is what happened in the 1,000-yard rifle range at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of the shoot. So, like, the first day of events, I think, should be like preliminaries, qualifying. You know, you got to go out there and shoot. When you take the top three finishers in each category, and there's only like three or four categories. You got a dozen shooters. And the next record they fire, the next day, they fire for record against each other. And the top shooter wins. You know, the big prize, big money, $10,000. A $10,000 purse would draw some folks. And that gives you something to talk about. You put a press release out to the Valdosta Times or the Augusta Chronicle or the Macon Tribune or the Columbus Ledger Inquirer that there will be a turkey shoot held at the Rod and Gun Club in Fort Benning, Georgia on three weekends with a top prize offering. The top shooter wins $10,000. You know, if you want more information, contact LP Georgia, because you got to register to come shoot, which means you got to go online, you got to fill out a little form, tell us who the fuck you are, you know, and RSVP. Now, you don't have to join the party to participate in the turkey shoot. We recommend you do, but you don't have to. And if we properly fund it, if we could properly fund it, I'd like to see the event of the day, the shoot, managed, organized, conducted, concluded, weapons stacked, and then perhaps some barbecue and some free beer and some live entertainment. You know, a local band playing at the range, you know, out there on the field. Everybody retires their RVs after a rousing good evening and then proceeds to get up the next morning and carry on with phase two of the match. Day trippers who come in just to watch the preliminary or the final, you know, can stay and participate if they wish or leave, you know. But, you know, I really want to see like a Renaissance fair kind of atmosphere, you know, a full panoply of tents and a display area with roofed temporary structures, you know, a real fucking Renaissance fair kind of atmosphere to it. Yeah, I think that could do a lot. Oh, well, anyway, rattled on, and we're running up on past 13. So, episode 5, Liberty Land, by Bludgeon and Skewer. The name of the album on this one is Join the Light Brigade. And we'll get into the concept of the Light Brigade and the regiments a little later in a future podcast. So, good night, and may God bless.